The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We did some research on Caleb Durbin of the New York Yankees.
Hey, Sean, gotcha.
First of all, kid steals a lot of bases. They got him from the Brave organization. By the way, if you're tuning in on SNY, how are you? We're having this discussion because a caller asked us very basically, who's the Yankee third baseman next year? Mm-hmm. Like, who would it be if we assume Gleyber Torres leaves as a free agent and Jazz Chisholm moves from third base to second? And if they lose Juan Soto, I think they go aggressive after a guy like Alex Bregman. Yep. But if they keep Juan Soto, I don't think they're going to make other big financial moves. So assuming they kept Soto, my thought was, it's probably DJ LeMahieu. He's already here. You brought up, maybe it's Oswaldo Cabrera. Mm-hmm. And Sean said, I heard about this guy named Caleb Durbin. Actually, he said this guy, and he didn't have the name. Finally did some research, and it's Caleb Durbin, who's like 5'8", steals a million bases, had a great Arizona Fall League, but he's in this weird spot where he's got to be added to the 40-man roster. Otherwise, he's available in the Rule 5 draft. So bottom line is, Tiki and I have concocted that Brian, it's really Tiki's idea, he's smarter than me, that Brian Cashman is just saying his name because he's probably going to trade him in the next few weeks.
Yes.
So you're a dope.
So we'll all be excited that Brian Cashman traded this kid for somebody, and we'll be excited about whoever we got back because this kid must have been great. Brian Cashman said his name.
Could be, but you're not factoring in one thing.
What's go ahead. That?
Brian Cashman loves being the smartest guy in the room, and he loves when he has finds, right? Like Luis Gil was a find. I think he thinks that his analytics and everything on Durbin, and he knows they're going to have to go cheap when they sign Juan Soto, and this is, he'll fluff them up now.
Now speaking,
we're not surprised in March.
Speaking of Brian Cashman, and we'll get to Joe Douglas in a few minutes, but it is timely to bring this up. Brian met the media yesterday, and I think a lot of people have already heard the clips. We played it a lot yesterday at 5 o'clock. The headline ones, Juan Soto, free agency, Pete Alonso. I listened to the whole thing just to see if there's any little hidden gems in there. And there were two things that jumped out at me that Brian Cashman said that I think we should address. Number one was a very direct question by a reporter who said, if you don't keep Juan Soto, if he leaves as a free agent, whether it's to the Yankees or it's the Nationals or whatever team it is, would you regret the trade that you made? Here's the question and Brian Cashman's answer, and we'll explore it.
Brian, even if Soto leaves, is a deal you would do all over again, having him here for the 1 year?
It was a magical run. I think our fans really enjoyed, the addition. I think Yankee Stadium was a fun place to watch games for fans at home, and it was great to watch on the YES Network for the games on the road, and a lot of amazing moments. So, a tremendous hitter. He fit really well with this group, and obviously had a massive impact, which was what it was intended to do. Again, we went all in to try to win a World Series. We got to the World Series, but we didn't win it. But I have no regrets on the move.
Do you agree with that, T?
I mean,
it's a complicated answer.
It is a complicated answer. I think he's right because they're basically saying, if you lose him, do you regret it?
Yeah.
And I don't think you do. I think he's not lying about that. I think he'd be grossly disappointed, obviously, because the reason that you sign or trade for a player like Juan Soto is so you have him around. And so hopefully he develops an affinity towards your organization. But we knew what this was going to be about with Juan Soto. It was come correct with the money, period.
Yeah.
Period. Everything else is fine. But I love that you're a good organization and you have good people and you're trying to win championships and you have other stars here, but this is going to be about money.
No question about it. There's two things about this. So first of all, he said that's why we went all in. Mm-hmm. I think there are plenty of Yankee fans who disagree with the notion that they fully went all in. That while, they traded for Juan Soto, they didn't go far enough. I know that some of the criticism Sean certainly had was at the deadline. They should have been more aggressive in adding another relief pitcher. Maybe it's Tanner Scott. There was some criticism late in the spring training about, go get Blake Snell. Go improve this rotation even more. So when he says, that's why we went all in, that's a debate amongst Yankee fans if that's even true. They went really far in. I don't know if I would use the word all in. Now, do you regret a trade like that? Believe it or not, and I know the Mets and the Yankees are very, very different. We're very different human beings. I can relate to this with a great example. A really good example. In 1999, during the offseason, the New York Mets made a trade for a rental, a guy they wanted to re-sign, but they knew the risk. His name was Mike Hampton. Mike Hampton was an ace pitcher with the Houston Astros, and the Mets gave up an awful lot to make that trade for Mike Hampton. I'll even tell you some of the names. Some of those guys had some pretty good years in the major leagues, one of which was Octavio Dotel, who put together a really solid major league career. Maybe not to the level we thought at the time, but one of the better relievers in baseball for a long time. Roger Cedeno was in that trade. So they gave up a lot. Mike Hampton comes to the Mets, gets off to a rocky start, ends up having a really solid year, and the Mets get to the World Series.
Right.
And Mike Hampton wins the NLCS MVP. So obviously, I don't have to explain the details, he's pretty good in the playoffs. He pitched a complete game to win Game 5, kind of like Juan Soto hit the game-winning home run in Game 5. Mets lose the World Series. Mike Hampton sort of contributed to it. He was actually the other starter in the Roger Clemens game. And they lose him in free agents. They lose him.
Right.
And the whole story, if you guys forgot, was the school districts of Denver, Colorado. That's why he left to go to Colorado. And I remember being very disappointed. I want Mike Hampton back. I also wanted A-Rod, but that's a different story. I wanted Mike Hampton back. And as time went on, I, as a Met fan, said, I would do it again. I got to the World Series. He was a main reason why. I wish we re-signed him, and I was mad at ownership for not going far enough, which some Yankee fans may eventually be with Juan Soto, but it got me to the World Series.
Right.
Now, you people, and by you people, I mean Yankee fans, you're very different than me. Maybe that's not enough. Maybe I'm a loser for being okay that the World Series was enough for me. So that's the question you all have to answer yourself. Is getting the World Series enough where you gave up a good young pitcher in Michael King? We'll see what the rest of his career turns out to be.
Who, by the way, was fantastic this year.
He was amazing. The rest of those guys, Randy Vasquez was whatever, Johnny Brito. Right. There's another prospect who hasn't gotten to the majors yet. We'll see. I don't know if the package will be worse or better than what the Mets gave up for Mike Hampton, but I got to the World Series. And so I shrug my shoulders and say, yeah, no regrets. So Yankee fans, would you have regrets?
Right. Was it worth it? I think is the question.
Was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
No. It's not worth it. Because you're the Yankees. And when you make a trade like that, you should be the highest bidder on keeping a player like that. And you did give up.
But we don't know that they're not going to be. So
no, but the hypothetical world we're living in is that he leaves because you're not the highest bidder, right?
Oh, got it. Yes, yes.
All right. So in that case, if if I'm making that trade, I didn't act at the deadline as if I was truly, oh my God, we're going to lose this guy. I got to do everything. To me, I interpreted that as you believe there's like a 95% chance you're going to be the highest bidder. Something astronomical would happen. If you lose him, he goes, wins a World Series, Dodgers, Mets, anything else. And then you gave up Michael King, who's at the top of the rotation. No, how could you say it's worth it? Because you got to a World Series. You're the Yankees, not the Pirates.
And if they won the World Series, you would have said it was enough. It was worth it.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I still would have wanted to keep him, but you can't deny a parade.
But they took a step, and they haven't taken that step in a long time.
But you could take a step. Are they going to continue to take steps forward by losing him?
I mean, it depends on what they do.
It
depends on what they pivot towards.
I agree.
Right? I mean, Juan Soto is phenomenal, but, and I've heard this argument many times, right here on the station, actually, if you lose Juan Soto, doesn't mean that your season is dead.
No.
Right?
No.
The 2025 is all of a sudden, oh, well, we might as well not even play the games.
It wasn't dead for the Padres either, but they also got a big package as a result.
Yeah, but it doesn't even matter. Like, it's a different season. The Yankees will pivot. They'll have a ton of money that they'll be able to spend, not on Juan Soto, but on someone else. Now, who is that exactly? I don't know. Maybe it's Pete Alonso. Maybe it's Alex Bregman. Maybe it's a starting pitcher somewhere else. Who knows? In fact, I mean, you're right about the deadline. The reason they didn't, going all in would have been to go get a starting pitcher who you knew could challenge Carlos Rodon for that second slot. Right, and if Carlos Rodon is better, then fine. You got three, but you got excess. The Yankees didn't have what they needed when they needed it.
They didn't really go all in.
No, they didn't.
They
went halfway all in. So I can't say that it was all in. It feels like it because they got Juan Soto, but there were so many holes still in that team.
And look, it's a tough spot because I argued with Sean at the trade deadline. Like, I wouldn't have given up one of my top prospects for Tanner Scott, who's a free agent right at the end of the year. But I understood the point, which is, hey, I got to win a World Series.
Right.
I got to go all in. Who cares also, what Spencer about, Jones become?
Think about how lucky they got with Luke Weaver.
No,
think
you're
about
right.
it.
Like, you're right.
Midway through the season, nobody's saying, you know who the closer is? He's going to be a baller. Luke Weaver. Nobody right? was saying that.
And you can't tell me that. Can't tell me Brian Cash was saying it either.
Right. So what, were you really all in? You knew Clay Holmes right. was a problem.
Were they all in, Sean?
They were not all in.
Okay. Of course, so they were. That part of the answer and, is sort of BS-y.
And I don't forget, it has been 15 years. And I know that to other fan bases that sounds arrogant or anything. They did not make a World Series in 15 years. I know it's not the same team, and I know there were other pieces, and Jazz Chisholm and Anthony Volpe and all these guys. Juan Soto felt like the reason they were finally able to climb that threshold and get to a World Series again. So to lose him, no matter what their backup plan is, to me, doesn't feel worth it because it feels like, oh, now we're back to the previous year.
But there's also, and you got to split these layers, there's Brian Cashman and there's Hal Steinbrenner. Now, while they work together, obviously, Brian Cashman is about bringing in talent.
Yeah.
He even said yesterday when he was asked about the budget, you know, I go to Hal. All right, there's a trade for a big time contract in a trade. I go to Hal. He tells me if it's okay or not.
Yep.
If you're Brian Cashman, your idea is I can get Juan Soto. Screw it. I'm going to go get him. And I'm not giving anything up. I know Michael King had a great year. I don't want to minimize what he did and what he could have done for the New York Yankees. But let's be honest. It's Juan Soto versus Michael King. What the hell are we talking about?
Yeah, we're not talking about it.
You have an opportunity to get an elite-level player, and you're trying to win a championship. Brian Cashman's job is I'm going to bring in the talent, and then I'm going to hope that my owner steps up when he needs to step up.
Right.
And that is why, and I feel the same way about Steve Cohen. You should feel the same way about Hal Steinbrenner. It is on ownership to not miss. It's on ownership to make sure that you don't lose him. And that question becomes irrelevant because you didn't lose him in free agency. You were the highest bidder and you kept him.
Well, you guys keep bringing up the phrase, lose him. You don't lose him. If you're the highest bidder, you're getting him. Losing him would imply like you did something wrong. If you're the highest bidder, you're getting
him. Well, that's
him.
What I'm saying. You have to be the highest bidder.
But I'm saying Sean doesn't seem very confident to me that the Yankees are going to be the highest bidder. One other thing that Tiki said that I want to push back on when he said, well, if you lose Juan Soto, you pivot. But it also depends on who you lose Juan Soto to. Sean, door number one, door number two, I'll let you pick. Pick one.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If he goes to the Dodgers, good luck. You have zero shot of beating them in the next 10 years.
That's stupid. You know that.
It's a best of seven series.
Yeah, anything could happen.
And they may not even get there.
Evan.
How many times have they gotten picked off in the playoffs, dude?
Okay, my point is that if he pulls
zero
an A-Rod
shot.
And he signs with a team like the Rangers now, like a team that's whatever, they're not close to winning, he went somewhere where they're not going to be a competition. If he goes to the Mets, if he goes to the Dodgers, the Astros, somebody that you compete with.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you quit. Doesn't mean
no,
you
I'm not saying you quit, but my point is you are weakened, so you could pivot to whatever the heck you want,
but those,
you're not going to be as good.
First of all, here's why I disagree with you. All the teams you're mentioning are National League teams.
Yeah.
Like, that would actually be my bet. That's what I'd want if I'm a Yankee fan.
But you have to win the World Series.
Against one National League team. Against one team that you may not even get there. Like, it's the playoffs. The Dodgers finally got back to a World Series after having better teams than the one they had this year.
Yeah.
To act like they could not beat the Dodgers or they would even guarantee to face the Dodgers is a fallacy.
No, it's not, because
did the Dodgers make the World Series last year?
No.
Did the Dodgers make the World Series the year before that?
No.
Did the Dodgers make the World Series the year before that?
No. All right.
And the Dodgers were the best team in the National League basically every one of those years. So the idea that if he went to the Dodgers, which he's not, but okay, for the sake of this argument, oh, wow, this is horrible for the Yankees. I'd prefer him go there. That's one team in the National League. Who gives a rat's
Take out
ass?
The AL Central and give me the team that the Yankees beat in October.
That doesn't
in the
matter,
Arizona.
Though.
Yes, it does, Evan.
I know
Evan.
This is the Met but fan argument. That, it's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything.
Right, because what makes you think, I mean, maybe the Orioles are going to be better. Maybe the Blue Jays are going to try to go all in or whatever the heck we call in all in these days. But it doesn't mean that the Yankees all of a sudden are blocked to getting to the World Series.
Dude, I'd prefer him go to the National League if I'm a Yankee fan. Like, that's the stupidest argument
right,
I've ever heard.
Right, because if he goes to, say, the Orioles,
I gotta
now you're screwed.
Yeah, then I got to compete with him. Or Houston was a good example, so I walk that back. Like, of course, if he goes to the Astros, that's horrible. It's not going to happen. But going to the Dodgers or going to the Mets, other than the psychological aspect of it, it's better. It's the National League.
Yeah, I disagree.
Which part?
That part. I think no matter where he goes in singing, you're losing your
best
player.
No, don't hear me wrong, okay? Because I'm not... Look, you can't lose him, all right? Losing him to anybody sucks. Okay, period, stop, right? We're all in agreement.
Yep.
You can't be outbid for Juan Soto. Pause. If he leaves, there are certain locations that are worse than others. Being the Boston Red Sox, that'd be worse! The Toronto Blue Jays... would be worse. The Cleveland Guardians.
The actual world champion that you eventually have to probably get through is worse because they're already stacked. I agree with Tommy. It's insane as he
because
is.
It's like you're not paying attention the last 5 years. The Dodgers have been stacked and they've gotten tripped off every single
and now,
year.
No, you're acting like it would be a guarantee
you'd have to get past
them. All Sean is saying is that they're not going to get tripped up.
How do you know
they
that?
They just added Otani. If
what
you
does that
add
mean?
Soto,
they
it
have Otani
mean...
who didn't even
yes.
pitch.
You guys
they
watch
have,
the playoffs.
They have Yamamoto who pitched okay in his first year. They're going to go get Sasaki this year who's going to be dominant.
Right, this ain't the same Dodgers from 3 years ago.
The Dodgers have been the elite level team and sometimes they get picked off early. And also, even if it is the Dodgers and you guys are right that just canceled the baseball season, they've won the National League. And by the way, cancel the regular season. You're probably right. They're a lock to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But the idea that they're a lock to get to a best of five, that's like you guys haven't watched a series.
No. Hold
years.
On a second. If Juan Soto.
I don't care if they have every great
Evan,
player in the world. It's baseball.
If Juan Soto
it's
signs
baseball.
With the Dodgers, every fan base will be depressed.
That's not what I'm saying.
Because they will feel like the Dodgers over the next 10 years are going to be unbeatable.
But you guys aren't listening to what I'm saying. They could win 120 games. It's baseball playoffs.
Right. Yeah, no, they could get picked off. My point is,
it's likelier than not that they will. They get picked off every year.
If Juan Soto
almost got picked off this year.
Evan, in the American League, if Juan Soto is a Red Sox.
Wow, you forget that the Padres.
They almost did. Look, if Juan Soto
this is delusional, crazy talk. I agree that it would be devastating to go to a team that already has these stars, but the idea of cancel the season is one of the dumbest sports opinions I've ever heard.
Evan, if you're
this
the Yankees,
basketball, bro.
You now have climbed the ladder to get there. The Dodgers now have become your, oh my God, will we ever beat them foe. They may not be there if the Yankees got to World Series, no doubt about it.
Right.
However, if they are there and they haven't gotten tripped up, mm-hmm. I stare at that and go, they got through the NL, we're staring at them, and they how are they going to lose? How are they going to beat this team now?
So even if they are there, and you'll be a heavy underdog, that's one team to go through. If he's in an American League city,
then it's still one team to go through.
The odds are higher. You'll have to go through them because they're in your league.
But he won't be teamed up with Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman.
I get that. They wouldn't be as powerful of a team, but you'd have to see them more often and likely have to go through them.
Right.
Tiki understands what I'm saying.
I do.
I do, too. I just think you're wrong.
You just have to face them less. You have to beat them one time. No, that matters.
If you made a power
as
ranking.
As opposed to... multiple times during the regular season and likely in the postseason.
Yes. In fact, let me ask you to this way. You lost Juan Soto. Absolutely sucks. Obviously, the Yankees should not be outbid. It would be unacceptable to be outbid. Juan Soto's left. And I'm going to give you a list of the preferred teams he could go to. Okay? And here are the list. Here's the teams. The Orioles. Okay? The Orioles.
Okay.
The Guardians.
Okay.
The Blue Jays.
All right.
Or the Dodgers.
The least I want him with is the Dodgers.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Those other teams are in your division.
But they're worse rosters, and I'm more confident I'm getting through them.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. Yes, it does matter, Evan.
No, it doesn't.
Evan, I get it. I understand what you're saying. We are Yankee fans, and that's arrogant, and that's thumb your nose, and that's better than, and I can apologize for it, but it's the truth. They just got to a World Series versus a loaded Dodger roster. If Shohei Ohtani signs with another American League team, it will sting, it will suck. suck, but there's still one team the Yankees have to get through. Maybe they have to get through them every year, and that's fine. Putting him on the World Series champion, basically what looks like the Golden State Warriors adding Durant, I'm sorry, would be the worst thing for Yankee fans because it would feel deflating to constantly get there and go, here come the Dodgers again.
It would feel deflating. I get why it'd be bad for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not your worst scenario. That's
okay.
All I'm
Don't
saying.
Don't tell me what my worst scenario is.
I'm being honest
with you, because
hey, like you see it year after year. This is the fear that you know Met fans will have if they have a great regular season, and you guys will have. You could have the greatest regular season in baseball. It doesn't assure you anything. You got to get hot at the right time. And look, the Mets were able to do that. It was unbelievable. They got to the NLCS. But baseball, especially with the bye and the division series only being five games, it's a risky proposition.
How do you stay so calm, too? You say things, you irritate me, you can make me fly off the handle. How do you do that? Is that a talent?
I think I have a talent, T.
Yeah. Because it's not his team. That's why.
Yeah.
That's
I'm pissed
why.
Off now.
Oh, no, I disagree.
Why
you
are you pissed
name...
off?
Because I can't believe he's telling me I shouldn't fear the Dodgers if they sign Soto.
No, but now, Tiki, here's why you're wrong about it not being my team. This baseball opinion I have would be, if you could find the equivalent with the Mets, I'd have the exact same opinion. Get the guy out of my division. Get the guy out of my league.
Yeah.
I don't care what team it is in the American League or how good they are. I don't think it's the greatest comparison, but let's just say, Juan Soto. No, let's just go with Juan Soto. Ask me where I would not want him.
Mm-hmm. Where would you not want Juan Soto?
Nationals? My league.
Nationals?
Yes. The Nationals, the Phillies, the Dodgers in the league, the Braves. I'd prefer him stay with the Yankees over all of those scenarios because it affects me less in terms of winning. See, I care about winning, and I also understand that in baseball.
Why are you so frustrated by that?
Because if Juan Soto leaves the American League, the Yankees will still be the best team in the American League. And I'm going to put my chips down that they do the things Tiki said, build the roster, and constantly get through the American League. We just lived a five-year window where we couldn't beat one team, the Houston Astros. Now, I'm looking at Major League Baseball, and if it stands right now, the one team I can say that what's holding me back from winning a championship is beating the Dodgers. And if the Dodgers then are already great and take our best team, I'm confident the Yankees could go to like four straight World Series. And if they're sitting there in three of them, we're not going to beat them.
But why do you think the Dodgers are going to be so great? First of all, Freddie Freeman's getting old.
Bingo.
Juan Soto's not.
Neither is Otani or Mookie Betts or Yamamoto.
Is constantly injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you're saying. He's the greatest thing in the world, but
Keep going.
Been hurt a lot.
Mookie's awesome.
Dodgers are the most overrated thing going.
They would have
Mookie Betts is not that he's getting up there in age, but I mean, he's great in moments, but is he the best player in baseball anymore?
I mean, he's pretty damn good in the playoffs.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Mookie Betts is also going to be in his 30s. Like, he is getting older. He's 32 years old.
So, like, I know what you're saying, but the Dodgers aren't going to be this juggernaut into perpetuity, right? Maybe they're four more years of this.
Okay, but think about those four more years. Now, do Aaron Judge and Gerrit Cole's age in 4 years?
Yeah, but no. Go back. Tiki's actually making a great point.
I think he's making a great point.
The Dodgers are the most. I get they won the World Series, and you fear them now. Let's stop acting like they're unfreaking beatable. Okay, I don't know if Walker Buehler's going to be back. Yamamoto may be overrated.
Yeah.
Let's see if this kid even comes to the United States and how good he even is. Tyler Glasnow is a walking freaking injury. That's all he does is get hurt. Like, pipe down about this.
Wouldn't you agree that this Yankee Judge Cole windows the next 4 years?
I'm not. That's not what I'm talking about. We're talking about the Dodgers, why you guys are so afraid of them.
Because there will be the biggest obstacle in the next 4 years, not a team in the American League.
They're probably not, because you're probably not going to have to face them. They're going to get picked off here and there. They're going to get picked off by the Mets. They're going to get picked off by the Phillies. They're going to get picked off by the Padres. They almost did. They were going to lose that series. You're just damaged by what just happened to you. And I understand. And for that, I have compassion. Do you want me to hug you?
No,
come
I don't.
Over here. Give
no,
me a
you
hug.
Don't wear deodorant. You can stay over there. Yeah, I'm not going in there and hugging you.
Bro, you need a hug. You're fearful of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are not that scary. And they kicked my team's ass.
I'm only fearful of them if they sign one. So I'm not coming
in there. Stop it. I want to hug you.
Evan, I'm not coming in there.
Sean, I feel bad for you for the first time. You're damaged.
Now I feel bad about myself that you feel bad for me.
I actually do feel bad for you.
Now I'm damaged.
Look at me. Am I a confident sports fan, Teak?
Yes.
No, I'm not a confident sports fan. Wrong answer. Am I a confident sports fan?
Oh, I thought you meant sports host.
Sports fan.
Yes.
No. Let me tell you something right now. I'm going to say this to you. I'll say this to you, Tommy. Positive Tommy, my ass. I'll say this to you, Tiki. And I'll say it to that freaking camera.
Can you sit down your biceps for the first time ever look intimidating?
Mm.
I am not scared of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay? They do not scare me. They do not... Oh, my God. If they add enough... Shut up. They finally got hot at the right time. And if anyone knows my cousin, I do. I'm afraid of Dave Roberts again? Okay, cool. Oh, I'm afraid that Shohei Ohtani, coming off Tommy freaking John surgery, is going to be unhittable? Okay. I'm afraid of Tyler Glasnow is going to be healthy now all of a sudden? Great. Blake Treinen's going to take a job in the Trump administration. He don't even want to pitch anymore. I made that part up. I'm not afraid of the Dodgers, and neither should you. So everybody's got to pipe the hell down. Cool.
Well said.
Thank you.
Anyhow, Joe Douglas said something to the media. We'll find out what that was in a few minutes. Plus, we'll get back to your calls at 888-808-1019. 435 on this beautiful Thursday. No, it's Wednesday. Is it Tuesday? What day is today?
It's Wednesday.
This week is crazy. I think the election has thrown me off, and then my kids not having school on Tuesday threw me off. But I'll tell you this. I had an epiphany before we hear from Joe Douglas and we get back to your calls. Because the weather is so beautiful now, late into October and November, I got a great idea. I think we start the baseball season on May 1st, and we end the baseball season in November, and we go into December. That's what I'm starting to think.
No.
Because the weather's been altered. So why not push everything back to fit along with our altered weather?
Two words, football.
Yes.
No, I get that, but what about freezing your ass off in April plus taking advantage of beautiful weather in November?
You're more likely to freeze your ass off in December.
Evan, you just were at Met games where you had to wear long johns and have hand warmers.
Nah, right? It was a rarity. And by the way, you didn't hear my other idea. I'd also then push back the start of the NFL season because I think the NFL could expand into February and March where we have a lot of dead time.
That's going to happen anyways.
I think it should. And also, football's a cold
weather. But it's going to happen without moving the season back.
Yeah, I think it should. I think the football season should start November 1st.
18 games, two bye weeks, President's Day is going to be the Super Bowl weekend.
No, and I think that's eventually going to happen, but right. If you follow my plan and start November, December, January, February, March, then the Super Bowl's in April. What the hell's the problem with that?
Easy go there, Al Gore.
Go right along with spring break.
April? Come on.
And then baseball starts in May.
No.
Why don't we just change the calendar? What are we doing here?
Football is a fall sport.
Exactly. That's why I'm starting it in November. Is this fall right now, Teak?
That's a winter sport. November's a winter.
Is it?
I mean, in some places it is.
That's my point.
Trust me, in Buffalo, it's going to be snowing soon.
Oh, crap. I forgot about them.
You are right.
Do they count?
Let's make Thanksgiving a Friday, too.
I was more just thinking because the weather feels so different. Let's just change everything up a little bit. Like, baseball starts later, ends later. Football starts later and ends later. And, like, I just think that makes everything happy. I also would move hockey. So what I would do is I would start the NHL season in July.
Nobody cares about hockey.
Speak for yourself, Barber.
Sean's intrigued. I'd start the year in July, and then the Stanley Cup playoffs would actually be in January and February.
That's amazing. You know, I can think of no better place I'd rather be in July, August, away from the beach than inside at an ice hockey rink. What a brilliant idea, Evan.
Yeah, but think about when the season ends. It ends in the middle of the winter. A winter sport played on ice ends in February.
I want regular season games in that time.
All right, no one likes my ideas. Anyhow, let's hear from Joe Douglas. What did he have to say today?
So, Joe Douglas met the media. Some may say I look like him, so I'll play the part. He was asked about the team starting the year 3-6. Let's just start with that one.
Just what are your thoughts just about how this season is broke down and just everything that's happened, that's taking place?
Yeah, obviously not where anyone envisioned us being right now at 3-6, coming out of training camp. But I do think after Thursday night game, the way we finished that game, the way we came out in the second half, I think Brick had a great message to the team on Monday. just saying, like, look, guys, none of this started the way we wanted to start it, but we still have everything in front of us. Everything we want to accomplish is still out in front of us, and so it starts with a tough opponent in Arizona this week.
All right, Yankee fans, I apologize. We just heard Aaron Boone. Like, you thought you were done with Aaron Boone, and then Joe Douglas gave us, and everything's right in front of us. And here's what really pisses me off about it, and I said this about Booney, I'll say it about Joe Douglas. He's right. Everything is right in front of them.
Right, because as bad as it feels that they've been and are, because they're a game out of the worst record in football, they're two games out of the playoffs.
And if they win their games, they win their games and make the playoffs.
It's as simple as that.
It's as simple as
that. The graphic that's now out there, the in the hunt graphic that every team now or every network has to show, it has the Jets in it.
Which shows you how pathetic the AFC is, if that's the case. But he's right. It's right in front of them.
Everything's still right in front of us.
That's even Aaron Rodgers said that 2 weeks ago.
Okay, you might remember the Jets fired a head coach this year, Robert Saleh.
Not a fan of that decision. I stand by that. Okay. I think I look pretty smart, by the way.
So remember, this is the first time the media's got a chance to ask Joe Douglas if he had any thoughts on the firing of Robert Saleh. So here's what he had to say.
We haven't talked to you since, I think, right before the season started.
Robert. Did you? What was your feeling about that? Did you agree with that decision?
Yeah, I know. I know. Woody spoke afterwards. I don't really have anything to add. Any comment to add? All I can say is that since that decision's been made, my entire, all my energy, all my focus has been doing whatever I can to help Rick, his staff, in the locker room turn this thing around. So that's kind of where I'm at.
So let me give you an example. And I don't want to pick on Lugie. He's done a great job lately. So let's pick on Sean. So the architect or our more immediate boss comes to us and says, we are firing Sean Morash.
Mm.
We're getting rid of him. He's done.
What's
gone.
That severance look like?
Sorry, Sean.
And behind the scenes, Tiki and I fight for you. Like, no, we think this is a terrible decision.
We
but ultimately,
cut the shrapnel. Sorry.
Ultimately, we lose. We try, but we lose. And now publicly, after our boss has said, this is why Sean Morash is gone, you know, he gives some cockamamie reason, now we're asked. All right, Evan and Tiki, what do you think of Sean Morash being fired? That answer Joe Douglas gave, because we didn't want to fire Sean, just like he didn't want to fire Robert Saleh, is the only answer you can give.
Right.
Which is, talk to Woody, he already spoke.
Hurley, he said something. we agree with what he said.
I mean, we wouldn't even say that, because Joe Douglas didn't even say that. It was more, Woody already said it. And so I think Joe Douglas is in a tricky spot where he had nothing to do with firing Robert Saleh. And that shows you the dysfunction that the Jets have. Like, I think it's a bad organizational practice to just have, the owner has a right to do it.
Right. But how is the GM not a part of it?
That's a problem. That's a major, major problem. That was my problem 3 weeks ago when they fired Robert Saleh, and it's certainly my problem now. And I think the other mistake that Joe made, even though he didn't fire him, is this conversation he's having today with the media should have happened 3 weeks ago. Like, I guess it's happening now because the trade deadline passed. I assume that's the reasoning behind it.
Right.
But timing-wise, you probably should speak for your organization when you make this huge decision to fire the head coach.
All right, last but not least, Joe Douglas is asked about his future with the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And away we have to wait for Tommy.
So what's the question again? I couldn't hear
you. Okay. Thank you. The question is about his future with the New York
Jets. Now, just to give you a little background on this, Joe Douglas' contract runs out at the end of the season.
Tolls, some may say.
What?
Tolls.
His contract tolls.
Oh, tolls? Like you're paying a toll?
When something ends, it tolls.
And by the way, just to give you perspective on how long Joe Douglas has been here, he wasn't even hired by Woody Johnson. Woody was serving in the first, by the way, more on this later, he was serving in the first Trump administration, so Christopher Johnson was actually the one who hired him all the way back in 2019. So he's been here for a long time, and his contract's about to expire, hence why the question is asked about his future.
Are you concerned about your future with the team, Joe?
No, I come in here every day, just want to do whatever I can to help this team reach its goals, get to its destination, and, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Have you talked to Woody about your future?
Woody and I talk every day. I'm not going to get into details about any of our conversations, but, you know, singular focus right now is the Cardinals and trying to improve on this record.
I don't know.
What would that conversation even be like?
Yeah, would he ask him?
Yeah, would you, like, come in and have a conversation? Hey, Woody. Hey, Joe. If we stink anymore, you're getting fired. Woody?
Is that what happened?
I'll see you later. You want some coffee? I mean, seriously, what do you like? What kind? I don't understand how that you would have a conversation about your job security.
Yeah, I don't think they have it.
No,
I think
of course not. It's just weird.
It's implied that you better win.
Yes.
I don't know Joe Douglas's politics, but I think it would have behooved him to have voted for Donald Trump yesterday, because remember, Joe Douglas was not hired by Woody Johnson. He was hired by Christopher Johnson. And I don't know what Woody's plans are now that his former boss is the boss again.
Mm.
Like, is he going to serve in the administration? If he does he take another leave where Christopher takes over? And if he takes a leave and Christopher takes over, Christopher may say, I hired you. I'm going to hold on to you.
Right, but
could change everything.
Well, I mean, we did have this conversation about Aaron Rodgers. Maybe he'll do both.
But he didn't do both the first time.
Yeah, because he was in overseas.
Right. I don't know what his job would be this time. I mean, maybe Woody's going to be going to Australia. I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be an ambassador again.
You think he's a one-and-done ambassador?
Yeah. That's a grind.
Yeah.
Got to entertain.
Secretary of the Treasury, you're thinking?
Maybe.
Head of...
Maybe.
I mean, I don't know what job he may get.
Department of Transportation? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he could...
I go up and down the turnpike, even though he probably helicopters, so I
doubt
it.
That's true. Listen, Woody can have a job if he wants one. I think that we all know how, you know, administrations work and jobs mm-hmm. are handed out.
Wait, how much money did you give me? Oh, there you go.
And if one takes the job and Christopher Johnson is running the team, it could be different. Because remember, Christopher Johnson is the one that hired Joe Douglas. So we didn't learn anything from Joe Douglas other than the fact that he has no power right now. Mm-hmm. Basically, Woody Johnson is running the show.
He's just helping Olberg.
Yes.
Do his job.
And, you know, day-to-day operations of the roster. And if the Jets don't go on a miracle run and make the postseason, we'll see who the owner is, but there probably will be major changes at the end of the season. Let's get back to your calls. We got into a major fight about 15 minutes ago. You can rewind on the Odyssey app concerning Juan Soto. That, to me, Juan Soto signing with the LA Dodgers would not be the worst thing for Yankee fans. I think you guys are still fearful of the Dodgers, but it would be worse if he was in your division or in your league with a team that you actually have to compete with. Let's go to Jamie in East Brunswick. How are you, Jamie?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Hope you're all doing well.
All's well.
I hate it. I'm sorry. Evan, I hate that I have to agree with you. I hate it with all my heart.
Wow. I'm glad I brought you to that point.
I'm telling you.
it is. I'm sorry. In my opinion, you're a really bad troll. As a Yankee fan, I just can't even listen to you.
Oh, wow.
It drives me crazy. Sean.
Yeah?
Where's the part where you agree with me? I'm waiting for that part.
I think we lost him.
That's it, Jamie? So all I get is the rips and not the right. end result? Jeez.
Jamie's just like my wife, calls my name and then doesn't answer.
Did you cut off Jamie, Evan, no, because he called you that?
No, he was quiet.
I was quiet.
No, he dropped.
His phone died.
It's actually the opposite. He said all the mean stuff, yes. and then he was going to agree with me about something. I assume it was about Soto going to the Dodgers not being the worst thing.
Getting him out of the league.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you.
Even Yankee fans who dislike you, because he told us, and dislike your opinions, as he told us.
Yes, I'm a troll.
He agrees with you.
You know what the scary
part? Getting him out of the league.
Here's what's crazy about this. You can still hate me, and you can hate my opinions. That is the beauty of America. But I'm not even a troll. Like, you just literally hate my IBO opinions. Because I'm an independent baseball observer. I do not troll the New York Yankees. The only team I troll on a daily basis, sometimes on the air, sometimes off the air, are the New York Knicks.
Yeah, but you give them your
better
money.
Better not lose tonight because they're going to fall under 500 against the Hawks.
You give the Knicks your money. You're a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So the joke's on you.
Mm. That's a fair point. Yeah. Touche. Let's go to Pete in Union Beach. What's up, Pete?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I believe you to be very wrong on this, so please don't hang up on me.
That's okay.
We didn't hang up.
I didn't hang up on anybody.
So here's the deal, and I'll try to be short-winded. The Dodgers were clearly the best team in the playoffs this year, and they were clearly the best team in the playoffs this year, and they had an entire pitching staff on the IL.
Yes.
The division doesn't even matter anymore in baseball. It's not even a thing. So playing him over and over doesn't matter. If he goes to the Dodgers and they have Ohtani, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Dustin May, Gonsolin, River Ryan, you know they're going to go get more guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they've won two World Series in now, the past 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst possible thing. That's the they become the Yankees of the NL.
Okay, so a couple of things where I want to respectfully disagree with you. I think that the division still matters in this regard. If you win your division and you win the 97 or 98 games, you have now received a first-round bye. Yep. And even though there's a chance you're losing the divisional round, you avoid that first round. If you don't win your division, you have to play a best of three. Well, you have to admit, Pete, there's a major risk that no matter who you're playing, you're going to lose that round. So fundamentally, I disagree with your opinion that, well, the divisions don't matter anymore. They do. That's number one. Number two, 2 years ago, the Los Angeles Dodgers went 111-51. They went 111-51. I repeat, they went 111-51. That is ridiculous. they played a division series against an 89-win Padre team, and they lost in four.
Right.
You can tell me all day how loaded they are, how good they are, how unbeatable they are in a best of five. It's risky. It's why I don't want to play a best of three. It's why winning the division matters, because crap happens in short series.
Right, and they had a healthy staff that year.
Yes. So it's baseball, and it's why, I'm not telling you I'd celebrate if Juan Soto went to the Dodgers. I'm reminding you, because we forget so quickly, how the sport even works. So, no, this isn't the NBA. Because I think in the NBA, we're so Durantized to what happened in Golden State.
Yeah, we're
this
stars.
This is not that.
Well, we get obsessed with stars in NBA because the NBA, if you have a elite star, that elite star can help you win a championship or help you win a game or a series. It doesn't necessarily work that way in baseball. It doesn't work that way in football either, unless it's the quarterback. So I think the idea that Juan Soto is going to go to the Dodgers and now all of a sudden they won't ever lose. They're going to win 180 games, 60 games, and ultimately 180 when it comes down to it, and win a championship. It's not going to work that way.
It doesn't work that way. Thank you very much. It doesn't work that way. Like, they won 111 games, had four guys in their rotations with, like, low two ERAs. Mm-hmm. They're one of the greatest regular season teams we've seen in a long time.
Right.
And they lost in a best of five. Like, guys, that's the way baseball works. And that's the fear that we all should have. Like, the Mets could have a year like that. That's a part of why the Mets missed an opportunity this year. That's a part of why I was screaming and I was devastated when they lost, because the Mets may have a better team next year. They should have a better team next year. And then guess what?
Doesn't mean they're getting to the NLCS.
Means nothing.
Right.
So let's all remember that instead of this fake fear of the LA Dodgers. Yuck.
Yankees ever going to be in a spot where they're playing the Dodgers in a best of five?
The Yankees would not be in a spot where they play the Dodgers in a best
of five. So my point still stands.
You're just saying that the Dodgers will be better over seven. That's your fear.
That's my point.
And Sean, but there's a great chance that, let's say the Yankees get to the World Series next
year.
Okay. There's a really good chance you're not facing the LA Dodgers.
Okay.
I don't care how loaded they are.
My
you want to know why? Because there's layers of the playoffs that they've proven they have tough times getting past.
And my point is, if Juan Soto goes to the Orioles or Red Sox, we'll just pick those as the two American League teams or Blue Jays, I still think there's a greater chance the Yankees are getting through them no matter what to get to the World Series. And there's a greater chance they're losing that World Series if it's the Dodgers with Juan Soto sitting there.
Oh, this is up your alley, Sean. Steve in Montvale has a good question. How are you, Steve?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'd like to know when you guys think about when the Giants start pulling their starters and when they should start pulling their starters. And you were talking about rats before, and I would just like to say squirrels are rats who have Scott Boras as an agent.
Well, thank you for that part.
Is that a Jeff McNeil pun?
I think he's basically taking shots at squirrels, which he's not wrong about. He wants to know when it's okay for the Giants to start tanking, so they just stop starting their starters, rest guys, and say, let's lose games.
I'm just going to say this. Tiki's agreed with a lot of my takes today, so I'll let him take this one.
I don't think the Giants are going to ever just pull the starters. Like, Dexter Lawrence is not going to want to not play. You know what I mean? Tyrone Tracy is not going to want to sit out. Malik Nabers is not going to say, you know what, I don't care about winning Rookie of the Year or any of those things. I just don't think it's going to happen. The only decision that may happen is the one that we've talked about many times before, which is a quarterback change. And that won't happen at the very least until there are eight or nine losses.
And here's the good news. You can use the word tank. You can use the word not tank. The Giants with these starters are 2-7.
Right.
So they don't need to sit the starters to lose games. They've lost seven of them already.
How many games are the Giants going to win this season, Sean?
I think they're going to win five games.
Five games. Hmm. How many games do you think the Giants are going to win this year, Tiki, at this point?
Six and a half.
Six and a half? What, are they going to tie a game?
Oh, God, I can't sit through that again.
Imagine them tying a game. How many wins, Loogie, will the Giants finish with this season?
Four.
Yeah. I think I'm going five. Did you say five, Sean?
I did. I think they win this week. I think they beat Dallas on Thanksgiving, and I think they're going to beat the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah. So real quick, it's Carolina by Tampa, Dallas, New Orleans, Baltimore, Atlanta, Indianapolis, Philly. And who knows about the Eagles week 18? They may be playing for a lot. I mean, especially with the way the Commanders are playing. Yeah, if I had to guess, I'm saying two or three. And that's not getting you the number one pick. Right? That's not getting you the number one pick.
No.
That's not even getting you a top five pick, right?
No. Just root for Patriot losses. Keep reiterating that.
Oh, because you want to trade with them?
Yeah.
Because they don't need a quarterback.
Yeah, no, fair point. Your sports IQ trivia question is presented to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. You ready for the trivia question? Who started at quarterback for the Miami Dolphins in the first ever game the Giants played in Europe? First ever game the Giants played in Europe. They're playing the Miami Dolphins. Who was the Dolphins' starting quarterback? We will take caller number 5. I like that one. At 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326 to answer your sports IQ trivia question, and you can win a $250 American Express gift card. Your sports IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and the all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Sean's got a Cinco de Fivo list in a few minutes. More of your calls at 888-808-1019. And would Brian Cashman's hatred of the Houston Astros cause him to not want to sign a Houston Astro as a free agent? We'll get the answer to that question coming up. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.